Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show for the week. Look, Zach, I haven't had the best weekend, if I'm completely honest with you. I went to a carnival over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
They're usually a happy place. I don't understand what you're saying.
They're generally,
you know, the clowns are smiling.
Mm.
There's fairy floss. It's not somewhere you go when you're sad.
No, look, there were good parts of the day. Don't get me wrong. No. I'd say probably if you did a pie chart of the day at the carnival, like 99% is positive.
I've never seen someone frown on the Dodgem cars.
That's a good point, actually.
That's the name of my next album. Of flam poetry.
Here's the thing, though, Zach. There's something I accidentally did at the carnival, which I think completely ruined somebody else's day. Now, this is what I felt guilty all weekend about this, because I reckon they got so excited about their trip to the carnival, and I reckon that the thing I've done, I honestly don't think that any part of the day would be redeemable after this.
Yeah.
I think you'd probably just pack up and go home for the day. So
okay.
I'll get to that in the next half hour, but I might have to make a public apology to this person on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I ran my first marathon on the weekend, Dom. I guess ran probably gives the wrong impression. I watched 6 hours of Survivor straight.
I mean, look, I guess it counts as... I mean, I've heard people talk about the New York Marathon. I guess it's similarly grueling.
I heard this opener over 6 times. 6 one-hour episodes.
So is this the new season of Australian Survivor?
Australian Survivor. You know the funny thing, Dom? I hadn't seen any of them.
Sure.
And you know when you get a bit behind, it's a little bit daunting?
Yeah.
And you're like, surely I can't catch up?
Yeah.
I watched one.
Mm.
I was like, maybe I'll watch one more.
Sure.
Watch one more. I was like, maybe I'll watch a couple more.
Yeah.
6 hours later, it's early in the morning, and I was like, where did the evening go?
Right. Okay. Now, does it stack up? I've never really watched Survivor. Does it stack up as a binge watch?
For me, it does. I'm a big Survivor fan. I thought I was going to let this one go. I thought it was too far gone.
Well, you're in now.
But I was like, nah. After the first couple episodes, I was in. It was so much of marathon that I felt like I could empathize with the people on the island.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because they're stuck on an island with very few resources. I was stuck on a couch with my wife. We had to ration out the chips.
Oh, so your wife did the full marathon with you?
Yeah, we formed an alliance.
That's pretty good.
Made promises that would take each other to the end.
What you should have done, you should have got me over to like have a little table set up with drinks so you can get refreshments like at a normal marathon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like maybe
a table.
Yeah, like a table. 3 episodes in, I'll be standing there with drinks to pass out.
I was pretty impressed because this was the biggest movie or TV marathon I've ever done. 6 hours straight.
Okay.
On the couch.
Yeah, that's good.
And so I was wondering if anyone could rival that.
Well, let's get people's PBs. 13:10:60, what's your best marathon effort in terms of TV or movie watching?
Because I thought 6 hours straight on the couch of the one show was pretty good.
I can't give you 6 hours, but I once did 5 hours straight of Selling Houses Australia.
Did you? No one's going to rival you there. I think you have the world record.
Of course, the Foxtel Bay show.
How did you do that? Because where did you find all the episodes?
I queued them
on
Foxtel.
You banked them up?
I banked them up. And I sat down one day and spent 5 hours with Andrew Winter, Charlie and Shayna as they renovated
the
houses.
The only person who has ever binged that show.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
I think that's true.
Right, well,
only person under 50.
Okay. Well, let's add that to that then. 13:10:60, what's the best marathon you've ever had? Or maybe have you marathon Selling Houses Australia? Maybe we can find another one there. Oh, we have Amber in Brisbane on 13:10:60. What is your marathon PB, Amber?
Mine's about 12 hours.
12 hours with no naps?
No.
What were you watching?
Lord of the Rings extended version.
Okay. How many? Is that just one Lord of the Rings?
No, all three.
Okay. So all three extended editions are 12 hours and you just ran them back to back, did you?
Yeah, I maybe stopped to get some snacks, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I thought Lord of the Rings might feature in this.
I've got to ask Amber. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Lord of the Rings movies, but that would be fatiguing. I mean, there must have been a stage during the second film where you thought, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to get there.
Yeah.
heck no. I love Ursula.
Right.
Okay. Now, Amber, you know, Amber's like that person who can just run all day at a marathon. They just, they've got the endurance. They know what they're doing.
If that was me, I would look like Gollum by the end of it. Do you know what I mean? Just like looking for some snacks.
Those extended editions, just as a sidebar, they're too long.
Yeah, they cut them to a certain length for a reason, guys.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Because that's what they thought people would enjoy.
We have Muhammad on 131060. Muhammad, what's your marathon PB?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Going well.
Good, thanks.
Look, sorry, I'm just going to have to put her on you from the start. I've done 18 hours of Grey's Anatomy.
18 hours? Gosh. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, 18 hours.
How many seasons is that, Muhammad?
Well, this is the depressing part. I was 4 seasons behind, and the missus is like, oh, the new season comes out soon, so you have to catch up. I barely finished the season.
Oh, no. So 18 hours. Yeah. When did you start? When did you finish?
I started at about midday on a Saturday, and I didn't realize how long I'd been watching until the sun came up on Sunday morning.
I think you can actually become a doctor in that time, John. Forget watching the show.
That's pretty close. I mean, I wouldn't think. I mean, maybe Game of Thrones is the sort of show that lends itself to that. I'm not sure Grey's Anatomy has that much time in it.
Did you enjoy it, Muhammad? Was it worth it?
I love the show. The funny thing is, it's a pretty emotional show. So one stage, the missus looks over at me and she sees I'm really teary. And she thought I was affected by the show. It's like, honestly, my eyes are just burning out.
He's fatigued.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I'm pretty sure I ruined somebody's day at the carnival over the weekend by something I accidentally did. The carnival's meant to be a fun day out, meant to be an enjoyable experience. But I don't know if this person will ever want to go to a carnival again after what I did to them.
Okay, did you steal their fairy floss? Because I've told you, you've got to stop doing that.
I didn't steal their fairy floss, but amazingly, fairy floss is central to the story.
Yeah, okay.
So basically what happened, I was in a very long line. Can I mention, at this stage, I'd been at the carnival for an hour or two and was having a great time.
Yep.
I'd done all, you know, I'd got some popcorn. I'd had a look at the, they had like a petting zoo. Yep. I went over there for a bit.
Did you pet any animals?
No, a goat, I think, tried to ram me.
Yep.
That was a bit scary.
Took issue with you?
Yeah. But no, what happened was I was in line for an ice cream.
Yeah, hiding from the goat.
Yeah, I'd escaped the goat at this stage. It thankfully was contained in a fenced off area, so I was safe from the goat. Lining up for an ice cream, it was quite a long line. And I'd been in there about 20 minutes, and there was like two youngish women around my age standing next to me. And they had, you know, those like massive things of fairy floss you get on a stick.
Yeah.
Right. That they only have at carnivals. They had one of them and they were holding it near me while turning and facing and chatting to each other. Now, it was around this stage that I realized I had a sneeze coming on.
Uh-oh.
But this was a surprise sneeze. I didn't, you know, it wasn't like I had like a minute's notice.
Mm.
I had about 5 seconds notice.
And you got to look around and you go, where's this sneeze going to go to?
Yeah, this sneeze, I need to find a sneeze zone. Do you know what I mean?
I don't have time to get a hanky out of my pocket.
No.
But the problem at the carnival is there's people all around you.
That's it. So it's kind of like you're looking for, you know, least collateral damage.
Yeah. So you're looking around at people and you're like, which person would get least angry that I'm going to sneeze on them?
Yeah, pretty much. And see, to my left, I had a middle-aged woman who'd been complaining about the line for some time.
Yep.
And I thought, I don't want to...
She doesn't need a sneeze in her face.
She doesn't need a sneeze.
The last thing she needs is someone to sneeze in her face.
And if I sneeze on her, then it might be her and the goat chasing me out of this place.
Yep. So she's out.
She's out.
Cross her off the list.
If I sneeze directly in front of me, I could well take out about 5 kids who are in line in front of me there.
And you're not going to do that.
Oh, no. I'm never going to sneeze at the children. That's a philosophy I have. You've always got to look after the kids.
I always say that about you.
Yeah.
I say, Dom will sneeze in public. He's never going to sneeze on children.
No, exactly. So that leaves me with one option.
Yeah.
I turn to my left, see the middle-aged woman, turn in front, see the kids. And as the sneeze erupts, I turn to my right.
Yeah.
And it goes straight into this person's fairy floss.
Yep. Well, that's kind of a good way.
Mm.
I mean, it's going to ruin their fairy floss,
but
it will absorb the sneeze, won't it?
That's what I was thinking. It's like a shock absorber. Do you know what I mean? It will all get...
It's a airbag.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it, right? Now, here's the thing. I did it. Sneezed into there was a fair bit of spray into the into the fairy floss.
That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
No, let me be clear. There were no solids.
Yeah.
It was just a spray.
Yeah.
Just a spray into the fairy floss.
That's not an option.
No.
I know that at the carnival you can get a lot of toppings on things. No one's saying, hey, can you sneeze on my fairy floss, please?
Well, here's the thing. I realize pretty quickly post-sneeze, as I'm checking around, seeing if everyone's okay in the fallout zone, I realize the woman hasn't noticed.
Oh, no. And did you sneeze it off at all? Did it come off the stick?
Not quite. However, it had dented. Like, the airflow had put a cushioned blow into the
And so now glycos. You're confronted with the idea.
Yes.
Do you let them know?
Yep.
Or do you let them contract potentially a disease from your saliva?
Now, I want you to guess which one you reckon I went with.
I don't think you told them.
I didn't tell them. I thought, well, you know what? Maybe they won't make it around to this side of the stick. Mm. Maybe what will happen is they'll get through half the fairy floss. Mm. They won't make it to the back side. They'll throw the rest out, mm-hmm. right? We're in line for another 10 minutes. And in those 10 minutes, I can see them slowly getting closer to the sneeze-affected floss.
And did anyone around you see you do it?
Look, I reckon, like, if this was reported, there'd be a few witnesses. Yeah. There'd be a few people who'd probably put their hands up. But I reckon because this line was long and everyone was bored, they might have been enjoying the suspense as well. Mm. And just as we get to the front of the line, it happens. Mm. She goes straight for a bite into the sneeze zone. Now, I laughed. I shouldn't have laughed, yeah. but I laughed. And I've left that whole thing. She gave me this weird look afterwards. I've left that whole thing feeling guilty, right? Because I don't know if she's okay. Yeah. I haven't not been in touch in the day since.
Yeah.
But that woman ate my sneeze-covered fairy floss.
Yeah, and you never want to bite into fairy floss
no.
and say, this tastes like sneeze. Actually, you don't want to bite into anything say that it tastes like sneeze. The flavor of sneeze is something that you would rather go through your life and not taste.
Well, so my question to you, Zach, is did I make the right call? Because this has been haunting me. I've had flashbacks the past few days.
Yeah.
With the options I had in front of me, was the fairy floss the right call? Mm. And do I need to issue a public apology?
You should have sneezed into your arm. You should have fallen on your sword.
Okay. Right, so you're
saying... So you should have sneezed on yourself. But if you had to sneeze on the fairy floss, you should have told her.
I should have told her?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you're listening, I sneeze into your fairy floss. And I'm very sorry.
That's why it tasted weird.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Club or bub?
If you are tired today because you have either been partying all weekend, i.e. club, or because you have a brand new baby in your life, i.e. bub, give us a call on 13 10 60 because this is the game where we get one of each category put in front of us, Dom. We don't know which is which, but by having 30 seconds talking to each contestant, we have to figure out who's tired because of the club and who's tired because of the bub.
So look, give us a call on 13 10 60 right now if you do have a newborn baby or you've had a big partying weekend, Zach. We have Laura in Brisbane first up. Are you ready for our 30 seconds with Laura to figure out where she's been? You ready?
Let's start, Laura.
Okay, let's take it away.
Laura, how many coffees have you had today?
Three
coffees. And I need to ask also, is that average? Is that normal for you?
Yeah, I live off coffee and Red Bull.
Okay. Laura, were you asleep or awake at 3 a.m. this morning?
I was asleep, actually.
Okay, asleep at 3 a.m. Laura, how much vomit did you encounter over the weekend?
Quite a lot, actually.
Quite a lot. Okay.
A lot of vomit.
Yeah.
Awake at 3 a.m.
Mm.
Three coffees today. However, the coffees are normal. She's a three-a-day girl.
All right. So either Laura there, bub or club. We've got Sarah in New South Wales, Zach, who is the other to whatever Laura is. You ready for 30 seconds here with Sarah?
Start for 30 seconds. Sarah, did you spend any time with friends over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting. Sarah, did you see a sunrise at any time?
Yes.
Okay. How many hours of sleep did you get on Saturday evening?
Maybe five.
Okay. Well, what day did you see the sunrise?
Friday.
Okay. Friday. See, Friday was a big night. How many hours?
Time's up. Okay.
Well, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused as well. All right.
Okay, so Sarah spent some time with friends, saw a sunrise. I mean, it could be a mum's group.
It could be a mum's group.
Or a baby group that she saw friends at, and maybe they went for a sunrise excursion.
That's possible. I'm leaning towards Laura being bub and Sarah being club.
Hang on. So, because Laura...
Laura was first.
...was up at 3 a.m, had a lot to do with vomit over the weekend.
Yeah. I reckon that sounds like Laura baby to me.
I don't know.
Because what I'm thinking is Laura said she was asleep at 3 a.m., right?
Yes.
Now, I don't think if you're partying, you would be. But I think if you're a parent, there's a fair chance you might get some sleep in between.
Okay, we're locking in. Laura is tired
because
she has a baby. Sarah's tired because she was partying.
Mm. Okay, let's see if we're right. Laura, this is like the mole. Remember the mole when they'd have to give the big reveal at the end? Laura, were you up because of a bub? Hang on, sorry, I've got the wrong phone there. Laura, Laura, were you up because of a bub?
Yes.
That means Sarah was partying Is that one from one?
Well,
of course that's right. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. Dom's going to go to him and double check. No, that's how it works. Process of elimination.
No, I probably could have figured that out myself. But anyway, I think that means we're still undefeated in this game.
Undefeated. We have a run of 7. Yeah. The most run of anything we've got correct ever.
Well, you know, I'm calling it now. We're going to go through to the end of 2018 undefeated in this.
2018 undefeated in Bubble Club. You've heard it here first.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Last week on the show, Zach, I had a theory that if you put an unpopped popcorn kernel in a party popper, and pulled the string, that perhaps the explosion of the party popper would pop the popcorn kernel.
We asked on 13 1060 whether it would work. Everyone said no, it won't. That's a silly idea.
Not true. One person said it did.
Yeah, who I said at the time.
Yes.
I think they're lying.
Well,
and it turns out I think they were.
Well, because we tried it numerous times, no luck.
Yeah, everyone on Instagram said it wouldn't work. It didn't.
It didn't work. And some people
egg on your face.
Some people might have thought, Zach, that, well, there's a new segment, Egg on Your Face.
Yeah.
Just, that's a great title. I don't know what we do with it.
Would it be physical egg?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's like a quiz and if you get it wrong, you throw an egg at me. Mm. I'm not sure. We can write that down, but Egg on Your Face, keep a note of that. That's a great segment coming next week on the show. The point is, Zach, is that I was chatting over the weekend to my brother's girlfriend, Natasha, and she said, Dom, you can't give up on this popcorn thing yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, Natasha, like, it kind of felt like that bit of the movie where, you know, the main character looks like they're defeated. And I said, Natasha,
Let it go.
I need to move on from this.
Yeah.
It's been a failure. Hmm. I don't care how many times I do it. I'm not going to pop a popcorn kernel in a party popper.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems. And she said, I'm not talking about a party popper. I was like, what do you mean? And this is where Natasha says, what other ways could you pop a popcorn kernel outside of a microwave? And then I thought, she's done it. She's done it. I might have lost the battle, Zach, but I will not lose the war. I have brought to you tonight on the show 3 alternate ways to pop a popcorn kernel that have, in my opinion, not been done before. That if you do not have a microwave, I think these 3 might work. Before this year is out,
so is this,
I will
Natasha's ideas?
Some are mine. Okay. The point is, before this year is out, Zach, I will have revolutionized the popcorn game. That's my promise.
Yep.
The first option, could you boil popcorn?
No.
Get boiling water?
No.
Chuck some kernels in?
No.
Why not?
I think it could be... Why? If you had a pot to boil it in, you could just not put the water in.
No, it's like a kettle. A kettle.
Right.
Could you boil it in a kettle?
I don't know the exact science, but no.
I reckon you could.
Well, also, why would you want to eat that popcorn? It'd be soggy.
I didn't say you wanted to eat it. It's about changing the
air. I'm pretty sure it's reacting to the air. That's why it's popping. Something to do with that.
What about this then? What about a magnifying glass with the sunlight directed onto it?
I think it would be too direct.
You think that'd burn the kernel?
Yeah.
Rather than pop the kernel. All right. Well, I have one more idea, Zach. And when I say this, you're going to get excited, I reckon. Because I reckon this is the breakthrough moment.
Right, I've got an idea in my mind as well. Let's see if it's the same one.
Hairdryer.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Hairdryer, right?
Yeah.
What you do is you get your kernel.
Yeah.
You'd have to secure it in the corner of a room or something, because otherwise it's going to blow around, right? Mm-hmm. You secure it in the corner of a room, chuck a hairdryer on the hottest setting, highest fan. How long holding that hairdryer at the kernel before it pops? How long do you reckon? We're talking like 2 minutes 30 in the microwave. Do you reckon it would go before that or after that? Because that's a lot of heat, a lot of hot air being pushed right onto that kernel.
Yeah. Would it get to, you know, 100 degrees or however it needs to get to?
I reckon it would.
Yeah, but what are you basing that on?
I know that you did tell me I'm not allowed to say I reckon on the show anymore.
Yeah, you've been banned from that. No, it wasn't on the show. It's just general life. Maybe it will work.
I reckon it will.
We can bring a hair dryer in and give it a go. You just keep saying, I reckon it will, but like, why? Why do you reckon it will?
Because that's like, firstly, the popcorn, so the party popper was a one shot, right? If it didn't pop then, no chance. Whereas the hair dryer, we could leave it on for an hour if we needed.
Yeah.
We could leave it on for an hour.
But it's not getting hotter because...
But build up of pressure, stuff like that.
But it won't build up pressure.
No,
because
I think
it can escape. Is it in a container?
I'm not sure yet. We can work on this.
We're hearing from our producer. He's looked up all 3 different ones.
Have people looked at this stuff before? Okay, and give me a...
Let's get the answers. Do you want the answers or not? Do you want the dream killed?
I want the answers on the first 2. Come in, Michael.
So what would you... I mean, there's 2 questions here. The first question is, would it work? The second question is, has it been done before? Because if either of those come back negatively against you, then it's down. Because you don't want... You want them to work and you want to be the first. Is that correct?
That's a good point. Yeah. Michael, can I first ask, boiling water, just give me a yes or no. Does it work?
That one's a straight no, doesn't work.
Okay. Well, that the way he said that one's a straight no makes me think, Zach. Magnifying glass?
One of the three is a maybe and the other two are no's.
Okay. Well, can you reveal them?
Boiling water, no. It's to do with the pressure of water boiling and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Hair dryer is also no because they don't get nearly hot enough.
Yeah.
Magnifying glass is apparently a maybe if you submerge them in oil or some other sort of substance to help them heat up.
But what do you mean?
Do you know why that would
be
amazing?
But why are you saying ooh? Like, people have obviously tried it then. That's why people are... So you're not the first to come up with it.
No, I shut up. My point... here's why this is exciting. What if it's a blackout and you want popcorn?
Yeah. What if it's a blackout? What? At night time?
No, a power outage in the middle of the day. And you want popcorn.
And the sun's high and hot.
And you want popcorn. We might have a new way to do it. Can we give this a go?
I've got an idea. What? It's better than that.
Okay, what's your idea?
A lighter and a spoon.
Yeah. That's pretty good. You know what? Welcome on board, Zach. We'll give that a go. Scrap my three. What are we going to do? We're going to get a spoon, we're going to get a lighter, and by the end of this week, we are going to change the popcorn game forever.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Kim Kardashian isn't binging anything on Netflix at the moment.
I don't have the energy for it right now. Like, you have to be in the mood. Yeah. It's like a feeling that you feel when you... Yeah, I get really into it, so I have to just feel it.
Also, Tom Cruise loves the Sunrise cash cow.
You know, it's mysterious. It has a kind of a romantic, dark side about it.
And Donald Trump revealed how much money he spent on Fortnite.
Nobody knows how much. They think it's $2.5 trillion. I think it's probably more than that, but nobody knows.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum. A.K.A. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so affordable to get into the Collective Noun forums. Like, all it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, Zach, and then you are in the forum and can enjoy your day peacefully, hopefully without me sneezing into your fairy floss.
Hey ho, let's go. Who do we have today?
Firstly, Zach, we have Never Run. Just dawdling past us, which is true to their name, which is great. We have Emily Verges next up in the Collective Noun Forum, just saying that they wish this podcast was on every night.
Most nights.
It's on most nights. I reckon we do a fair chunk. The question is...
Over half. 4 out of the 7 nights of the week.
Do you want to commit to seven nights? 365 nights a year podcast.
I'd rather not do it on the weekend.
Why is that?
Oh, wait, would we bank up the podcast during the week?
Oh, right.
Because I want to have some time with my family.
But you could hang out with me every night.
Yep.
Well, every night you and I could hang out. I mean, I reckon that's a pretty good scenario.
We do a lot of hanging out, though.
Well, do we, though? I mean, we do a lot of this show, but every time I want to hang out with you outside of the show, I feel like it's hard.
I got a busy schedule.
Okay. I'm still waiting. Since you moved into this new house, I'm still waiting for an invite over because you have, like, fire pits or something in the backyard.
I have a fire pit.
There you go. Yeah.
You've been to my house?
Yeah, never for the fire pit. I've been to your house.
I've actually got a fire ready. See, this is what happened on the weekend.
Sure.
I got a fire ready in the, like, a fire pit.
Yep.
Or, a cage of fire.
Yep.
And I didn't light it because by the time I had got it ready, I said to Sarah, do you actually want to do this? Let's not do this tonight. She's like, yeah, okay. So I've been looking at it in the backyard thinking, when am I going to light that? It's ready to go.
Okay.
And I'm kind of afraid that it'll get hit by lightning or something and ignite itself.
Well, maybe, Zach. I mean, maybe sometime in the future. I'm not saying anytime soon.
Yeah.
But we could do a show around the fire.
That's a good
That'd
idea.
Be fun. Fire show.
Yeah, the neighbours might hear us, though.
That's true. But I could pop
if
out.
If we're yelling and
If you give me
around.
Enough time, I'll get an acoustic guitar and I'll learn some fireside tunes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I chased a bush turkey out of the yard today.
Okay.
And I was afraid that maybe it was scoping out the fire pit.
Why would it be doing that?
Well, they enjoy sitting by the stars as well, Dom. Don't think that that's uniquely human.
Well, they enjoy, you know, just some horror stories by the fire late
Their
at night.
Their issue, though, is that they find it hard without fingers to light a match. And so usually they'll gravitate to fires that are already going. So I think it saw this one and it's like, oh, that one's almost going. Yep. It looks like what they look like just before they're lit. I might go check it out. Once it realized it wasn't on fire, it moved on.
I think, because, I mean, I understand, if we, for every night of the year, came into the studio to do the podcast.
Yeah.
That might be a bit much.
Yeah.
But we could go wherever we are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just pop over to your place on Friday to Sunday night to do the podcast. Sarah will be happy to have me over.
Yeah. No, please don't. we will pretend that we're not home.
I actually wonder what you'd do. You probably would do that. No, you just come out the front and be like, no, Dom.
Sorry,
just
mate.
Very simply.
Well, and I don't think that'd be inappropriate either. If you randomly show up to my house and say you'd like to do a podcast late on a Saturday night, I don't think it would be inappropriate for me to say no.
You can go and sit by the unlit fire with the bush turkey. Yep. Hang it there for 20 minutes and then you're on your way.
Do you say bush turkey or scrub turkey?
I don't know. Are they the same thing?
Yeah, I think okay. so.
I've always gone bush turkey, but you're a scrub turkey guy?
For international listeners,
yep.
This is a turkey, but if you're American, not like your turkeys.
No.
The ones that you guys eat at Thanksgiving.
Are they different?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to eat a bush turkey.
Why not?
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're like a bone.
Yeah, well, that's
They
true.
Have no meat on them whatsoever.
If you fattened one up,
yeah.
I reckon you could do it. Right, but all you got to do is just give them like a good feeding trough, right, for a few months before Thanksgiving.
I think they're different.
You think they're different?
I think they're different.
All right, we can look into that. Next in the forum, Zach, we have I'm Liam, I guess, popping in. They're talking about my attempted vegetarian lifestyle a few weeks ago on the show.
3 days. What an impact it had.
I did have a time in my life where I was a vegetarian. Didn't last too long. Well, Liam's just said that I've disappointed them. Which is not good news. Apparently, there's someone who is living through me in their way to become a vegetarian. And as someone who eats a lot of meat, they thought, if Dom can do it, so can I. And just as I was about to start, you cracked, and it has brought me a massive sense of disappointment.
Yeah, so, well, Dom, you're a role model.
Yeah.
And you let down the people, the very people you were meant to inspire.
I mean, I didn't realize the weight of the world I was carrying with my vegetarian streak. It's a fair point. I mean, that I could have become the poster person for vegetarianism.
I guess
they could
so.
Have no. They could have put me up with the slogan: "If Dom can do it, anyone can."
Right, I see. That could be the campaign.
That's it.
There's not. I've never seen a vegetarianism campaign. Like you know how there's just general milk campaigns and there's general lamb campaigns, but it's not a particular brand. It's not a particular farm. It's not a particular provider.
I'm always suspicious of them.
Why?
Like, who's the body behind that?
Like the Milk Corporation or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, who do you think it is?
I think it's vegans running a double bluff.
How?
I don't know.
You
I'm
think
not entirely
they're hiding
sure.
anti-lamb stuff in there.
No, maybe subliminal messaging. I just thought maybe what they're doing is they're going to try to put lamb ads out there that actually make you not want lamb. Subliminal. Like, I don't know whether maybe they, or maybe what they're going to try to do is then they'll put that ad out there and then they'll launch an attack ad at it and be like, I can't believe they're promoting lamb.
Who's the guy that does lamb? Sam Kekovich?
That's him. Yeah, yeah.
How much would it cost him to go anti-lamb? If Peter got on board and they raised a Kickstarter, because I reckon if they got a Kickstarter going, they'd get heaps of money.
I mean,
and they would say $1 million for him to do an ad anti-lamb. That would be big news. That would be good for them. That would get a lot of press.
Back in the day where, you know, prank calls were a bigger part of the radio landscape.
Yeah.
We could call him and as if we are from Peter.
Yeah. Well, we don't have his number though.
Well, we'd find his number. I mean, that's all stuff we'd get Michael to work on.
Yeah.
We'd call him and ask him how much it would cost to go anti-lamb.
I don't think you'd need to do that as a prank call. We could just interview him and ask. I don't think we have to pretend to be someone else to do that.
I don't know. Is he a former footballer?
I think so.
Olympian? I'm not sure why he's
I think
famous.
He was a footballer.
Right, okay.
I think he's more... I could be totally wrong here. I'm speaking out of turn, but I think I think he's kind of more famous for the lamb now.
Right. Which is really what you want in your career, isn't it? Sam Kekovich is an Australian media personality, sports commentator, Australian lambassador and former Aussie rules player.
There you go.
There we go.
That's low on the list.
Yeah, that's the fourth thing they've mentioned.
So maybe he didn't play for that long.
He's got a website.
And you're like a big AFL fan, and you've never heard of him?
Samkekovich.com.au. I've heard of him for the lamb.
Yeah.
That's
your other big love. Meat and AFL.
He played 125 VFL games for North Melbourne, the Kangaroos, in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, that's
and
a
then
while
briefly
ago.
Collingwood in the 70s as well.
Okay.
But since then, he's gone to lamb. So, you know, it gives hope to any retiring footballer out there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If this career doesn't work out or post-career, maybe I'll go beef.
Would you
pork.
Be a spokesperson for any industry?
Any industry? Well, obviously milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be the milk guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could do, like when I pop up on the TV, oh, it's a milk ad.
I think though they wouldn't pick you, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
I'm going to.
you're too typical of a milk drinker.
Oh, come on. What, you're saying they want to change the image of
milk? Yeah, they would say, we already got milk drinkers on board.
Right.
Because so when they think of someone who enjoys milk, I think of someone who looks like you.
I'm going to choose to take that as a compliment.
Pasty skin.
Shut up. Who then would you choose for the
Well,
milk?
You'd want to do someone you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
So I guess like a surfer in dreadlocks that kind of looks like they might be a vegan.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so like after maybe this season of The Bachelor, the Honey Badger could do a milk campaign.
That's not really what I'm thinking of. Well, he doesn't have dreadlocks.
Doesn't he?
He just has curly hair. That's different.
That is different. I don't know who, like, give me a name. Jason Mraz could do milk. Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson could do milk.
Yeah,
the face
Jack
of
Johnson.
Milk.
There yeah, but that's a little bit old.
And he could write a song about milk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He wrote that
that's
song.
That's an old reference.
Is it? Is he out of date? I don't know. I'd still listen to Jack Johnson.
It's like 15 years ago.
What's his great song? Banana Pancakes. He doesn't specify
Hang on. Was that for the banana people?
Yeah, you know the song Banana Pancakes.
That wasn't his biggest song. Taylor was his biggest song.
Well, I would reckon Banana Pancakes is up there.
Okay. See, on YouTube, which has the most views? Yeah. Taylor or Banana Pancakes? I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Banana Pancakes?
Is it a serious song?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you mean serious? Jack Johnson Taylor is the first thing that comes up. I mean, that has 7.4 million views.
Yeah. What does Banana Pancakes have?
What's your prediction?
Which I imagine was a little riff that he made for his kids.
Oh my gosh, it has 22 million views.
Play it. Never heard
22
it.
22 million views. I can't believe I'm actually right for once on something. This is Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. You don't know this one?
Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just
you know this one, Zach?
Never heard of it.
Never heard it? Anyway, that's a bit of Jack Johnson. We're being told by Michael that his song Upside Down has 52 million. Better Together has 48 million. So Banana Pancakes isn't his biggest, but it is bigger than the one you suggested. So, and I reckon Jack Johnson, do we have to pay?
You keep saying that as if it's like a, I don't know Jack Johnson. Okay. That was one song I knew and you have him in your chart history and you're bragging that you knew more songs of an artist you like
Jack Johnson's
than
great.
Someone I didn't like. But I don't know why you're like, I'm right.
Why wouldn't you
I'm
like
right.
him? You're a surfer.
A bit too cliched.
Okay. You're so hipster. It's ridiculous. But anyway, look, Jack Johnson, the future face of milk, I think we've decided. He's probably all milk can afford. They couldn't go a current reference.
No, that's true.
So it makes sense for them. Mm-hmm. Get Jack Johnson.
He's a budget. He's the budget surfer choice.
That is all I've got time for in the forum tonight. If you do want to be a part of it, we would love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Facebook Marketplace. Price is right.
That's right, Dom. This is where you have to guess the asking price of items on Facebook Marketplace, Facebook's version of Gumtree or eBay.
Yep.
You can find some weird and wonderful stuff on there for some bizarre prices.
Oh, the pricing system that they have on Marketplace is completely out of whack. I saw a hammock on there the other day, Zach. How much do you reckon a secondhand hammock would cost?
$50.
They wanted $600. I was like, where's that? Where? What? Is this a premium? Did the Prime Minister lie in this hammock?
Well, why was it hand woven?
No. I think you can get them from Bunnings for like $100. I don't know.
Anyway, we're doing collectibles today, Dom, inspired by Coles Minis.
The Little Shop.
Collectible-themed Facebook Marketplace Price is Right. And our first one starts with the complete set of Coles Mini Shop. This is in the collectible container that you can get.
A complete set of these.
All 30 minis.
Now, these are going nuts, right? We've covered them a bit on the show. Last week, we had people who's, you know, were setting up Facebook swap groups for their school mums.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone over, it's gone a bit overboard.
What do you reckon a complete set of 30 costs?
I reckon a complete set might set you back, and I honestly think it's gone this ridiculous. $200.
They're asking $600.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying that someone will pay it.
$600? Are you kidding? $600 for 30 miniature plastic groceries?
And the case.
Then what has happened? The case is free from Coles, I'm pretty
sure.
Is it? I think so.
I haven't seen them there.
What? This is ridiculous. This should be, this is like a dystopian future of how did the world get here?
Mm-hmm. That's what the minis kind of look like.
Yeah, well, that's
There's been a nuclear fallout and everything shrunk down.
I wonder if someone popped in from the 90s. I think that would be the thing that shocked them the most.
All right.
Out of everything.
We're going back a few years here, though, but this is a vintage Transformer from 1984. It's like a plastic toy, Transformers from the 80s.
Is it still in its packaging?
It looks like it's in a glass case.
Okay. These old toys can fetch some absurd prices.
It's a G1 Devastator, if that means anything to you.
It doesn't, I'll be honest. But people seem to really love these. I reckon that might set you back
$1,000.
$150.
Yeah. You can get four of them for the amount they're asking for the full set of minis.
Yeah, that's surely they have more value just on the age alone. They're vintage.
Our last item tonight, Dom, you're not doing very well.
I'm not.
A Harry Potter chess set. This looks pretty good too. It doesn't look cheap.
Well, as you
possibly metal, judging by the picture.
You wouldn't know this, Zach, having never read a Harry Potter book.
I read the first one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's right. You didn't like it though.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it didn't capture me.
There's something wrong with you, but that's a sidebar.
I don't like magicians.
They're not magicians. Harry Potter, can we be very clear? It's not a story about magicians.
Yeah, it
is. They're not pulling rabbits out of hats.
No, but it's birds, isn't it? Isn't there like an owl or something?
They're witches and wizards. They're not magicians. There is a big difference.
I'm sure someone gets cut in half somewhere in it.
The thing is, in Harry Potter, in the first book, there's wizard's chess. Which I'm guessing this is what this is.
Yeah, probably similar to that, yeah.
And I reckon if this is a high-quality reproduction of Wizard's chess, I reckon someone might ask 300?
No, 500. We've been playing this game for a few months. You have never got one correct.
No, it's very hard, though.
You have never got one correct.
It's like asking somebody to get a sense of where the economy's at, except nobody has any sort of, regular grounding.
It's like we dropped you out of a helicopter into an ocean, and we're like, where are you?
Yeah, that's it. It's impossible to read this game, and I refuse to have any guilt put on me for getting it wrong.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, my mum has given me a bit of an idea of something to talk about on the show tonight.
Are we at a level where we're banning Judy from pitching ideas?
We might get close. I mean, tell me how you think this goes. We'll make a decision after this one.
I mean, wonderful lady.
Yeah.
Is her strength radio ideas? I'm not sure.
Well, listen, again, don't judge before you've heard.
That's true. Okay, well, this is what we can judge on.
Sure. So, got woken up very early this morning. I mean, generally, I'm not up before 11 o'clock, at least, right? Today, the house next door, doing construction, building the house.
How inconsiderate.
I know. Woke up at 7 o'clock and still living at home. Wandered downstairs and mum and dad are having breakfast. And mum's like, what are you doing up? And I said, well, it's a bit hard to be asleep. I mean, they're building a house next door. It's pretty loud. And then mum stops for a second and said, well, at least you'll have something to talk about on the radio tonight. Now I paused and I thought, I don't see how. I mean, that story initially to you, do you think that's gold?
Let me have a think.
Have a think about it.
You usually get up at 11.
Yep.
But this morning you got up at 7.
Yep.
I mean, it rhymes. That's not usually what we go for. That's not what we're striving for.
We don't do much poetry on this show yet.
No, I mean, I keep pitching that idea. I'd love to have a poetry corner.
You do. What happened, though? So I said to Mum, I was like, oh, how could it be on the show tonight? And she said, well, what you'd do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, I'm getting a full masterclass, right?
The execution.
She says, what you'd say is, Zach, you know how annoying it is when you're planning a sleep in and something wakes you up early?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah.
That's great because it's relatable.
It's relatable, right? Yeah. It's ticking boxes at the moment, right? And the mum said, and then Zach would say, yeah, I know that. Yeah. And then you'd say, well, this morning I got woken at 7 o'clock by builders. And Zach would lose it with laughter.
Well, she's got a giggle.
She's got a giggle, right? And then I said, right, and that's it. And she said, yeah, I reckon that would be a great segment tonight.
Play the song.
So what do you think? Thumbs up?
I'm very confused.
Do you know what? In all honesty, I know we're having a joke about it.
Yeah.
I've brought worse things to the show.
It might run in the family. That's where you get in it from.
I mean, if we're talking about that time, remember that time I told you about a new speed camera that was being brought in?
Yeah, you got a letter from the council.
Yeah.
And there was a new speed camera coming in.
I brought that to the show.
And
so
it
maybe
wasn't like a particularly interesting one either.
No, just they're putting a new speed camera in near me. So
right,
maybe,
Judy hasn't pitched the worst Faye idea. that's been on.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. See you tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.